My guests this hour, Gordon Mankelow from Relativity, Chris Downing from Downing Consultants, sponsors of the Best Rural Business, and Jeremy Field from CPJ Field & Co. Funeral Directors, sponsoring the Best Green Business at this year's Uncfield Business Awards. Gentlemen, good morning. Welcome to Ashdown Radio. First of all, start with you, Gordon and Chris. You are both joint sponsors of the Best Rural Business category.
Yep.
First of all, what made you want to sponsor a category at this year's awards?
It's a little bit about putting back into the community, and it's also wanting to bring more people in the business community into the public eye, and sort of notice that they are doing really good things out there.
Yeah, and Chris?
Very, very sort of similar. I think very well put. Certainly putting back into community. Recognition of the importance of the business community in Uckfield. Business can sometimes be overlooked, and it's good the work the Chamber does and the work that the Business Awards are doing. Of course, we've not had the Business Awards for 4 years because of COVID, but it's good that we've got it up and running this year and we're doing it, and I'm very pleased to be supporting it and working jointly with Gordon to provide sponsorship for that category. And the rural businesses, as big a part and as important a part as those in the town and the caterers and the hospitality and the other categories that we've got.
We've got a lot of rural businesses.
Absolutely.
And a lot of rural businesses which are not on the radar, as it were, because they are either small or they keep themselves to themselves, and sometimes they're businesses which aren't sort of for the general public, but they're operators of rural business, but they're selling worldwide.
Yeah, I mean, you only have to walk up here. I mean, coming up the driveway, there's so many businesses up here that would classify under that Rural Business Award. And some of them look as though they're quite big businesses and probably targeting, like you say, around the world.
And Chris, obviously, most people know you're a county councillor.
Yes.
And your area is Framfield, which is where
Framfield, this is my area.
And so you know a lot of businesses in the area.
There's names and faces which have gone through my mind about possible nominations, and I'm hoping that they're going to tune into what we're doing, understand what we're doing, and they'll put themselves forward, because I think there's great opportunity for the rural businesses to give themselves a real profile.
Obviously, this has been a series of interviews we've been doing over the last few weeks, and the importance to message to get across that it's not a nominations contest. It's people can nominate, general public can nominate a business, but it's more important for the business, once they've been nominated, to actually enter the awards, because without an entry into the awards, they've got no chance of being looked at and getting through to the finalists.
They've got to be prepared to be entered. Yes, the nomination is first step, entry is the second step, and they'd be invited to enter, and I hope all those who are nominated will take up the opportunity to enter, make it competitive, make it very wide reaching as well. So,
but you can enter directly as well, so you don't need to be nominated.
No, you can enter your own business.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, you can just do it yourself. You don't have to wait to be nominated. No. I think there's a lot of confusion. Sometimes people think it's a nomination contest. The more nominations they get, the more chance they've got to win. But it's not like that. It's just a business to enter the awards.
It's not getting a rugby score.
No, exactly. Jeremy, you're sponsoring your company sponsoring Best Green Business. I asked the same question to you. Why is it important for your company to be a part of the business awards?
Oh, morning, Gary. Well, I think it's really important for us because we just want to celebrate the excellent things that are happening in the business community all over the county, but in particular here in Uckfield. It's been a tough couple of years for very many of us, and there are some fabulous things going on, really innovative things going on, and things that can make a long-term difference, and we want to bring that out.
And again, what are you looking for in your category? Because you're sponsoring green business, and there are a lot of green businesses out there. Again, businesses we don't know about.
True, but I don't think it's just about green businesses per se. I think it's about businesses trying to do green things and trying to make meaningful changes in their business to make decrease the impact that their activities have on the environment around us. It's, for us, we're a multi-generational family business, and here in Uckfield we're Cooper and Son, and we're all about legacy and what we leave behind us, and handing on to the next generation things that are in a better shape than they were when we inherited them. And I think that's a massive endeavour that we've all got to get behind and recognise everyone that's making even the smallest effort to try and achieve that.
Nominations close on Tuesday next week. Entries close 17th of June. Once the entries are closed, you're going to be given your all the entries which have been received. What are you hoping to see from some of your entries? What sort of things are you looking for?
I think effort is the first thing to be really trying, because from the point of view as a business leader myself, it's not easy to make decisions that have better impacts. We have a lot of vehicles in the business. Looking at more efficient operations and buying infrastructure that is more expensive, moving to solar power or hybrid vehicles or all these things. But even just simple stuff like using renewable water bottles in your offices and those sort of small steps, but really committed to, not skin deep, but really building to a bigger picture of a better environment for all of us.
And Gordon and Chris, what are you looking for from best rural businesses?
I always think it's very important to look for enterprise, people who are enterprising, because that's what gets people. It's entrepreneurs and people enterprising who run businesses, and they get on, they've got a vision, they've got a dream, they take it forward. And they need endeavour to do it. They need energy to do it. They need money to do it as well. But I think it's the enterprise and the endeavour that is so important. And let's have a look at how they're doing it. What's their marketing look like? Where are they with their website? Where are they with their social media? Where are they with their brand? And what's the results they're getting? And also, how many do they employ as well? Are they employing local people, people from further afield? So there's a number of criteria that Gordon and I will discuss and look at and put a sort of score sheet together. Yeah. Let me go out and talk to these people.
Can you add anything else?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely what Chris has said. And then in addition, looking at how they've done over the last couple of years with COVID, whether they've pivoted the business to actually, take advantage of the situation that they've been in rather than looking at it and saying, we just can't do anything. And because of my background, probably be looking at the technology as well and how they're embracing technology to improve their reach and everything else.
Let's talk about your businesses as a whole. You're all running different kinds of businesses. Obviously, Jeremy, your business is funeral directors, and you've been running. How long has CPJ Field been running now? Because as you say, third generation?
Tenth generation.
Tenth generation.
Yeah, we celebrated 325 years a few years ago now. I should remember how many years ago, then I'd be able to tell you how old it is. But yeah, it's been a while. No, I know, and many people have said in the past that isn't it about time we found something else to do with our time. But, it's also been said, we're not good because we're old. We're old because we're good. So it's been a really interesting 2 years for us. There have been areas where we have had to pivot to try and do things differently, particularly around community support and looking after grieving families who were not able to have the sorts of funerals that perhaps they would have wanted to. Sometimes doesn't sound like quite the right word, but would have held if they could. But at the same time, we were business as usual, not quite as usual, but we had to take a lot of extra precautions to keep ourselves and our families and the client families that come to see us safe during that period of time. But we kept going to work, and so adjusting actually to the world opening up again has probably been slightly more challenging for us than it was when everything was a bit locked down.
I mean, were you seeing people via Zoom, or were people still coming to the funeral director's offices and dealing with people face to face still over their beloved?
Absolutely. So yeah, Zoom became a thing for us just as much as it did for everybody else. Yeah. We offered that opportunity, but what we do is about human relationships. Mm. And soon as I think we all learned how to mitigate the risks, I don't need to repeat them back to you, but from face coverings to hand hygiene, all those things, and maintaining distance, we found people arriving at our door and saying they just needed to come and talk to us and spend time in the space. It's not quite the same when you can't offer someone a hug, and the rim of the cup tastes a little bit like anti-bac, but at least you get a cup of tea. It's about those relationships. So quickly people started to come in because we just needed to be in the same space together.
Yeah, and now everything's presumably everything's back to normal. No restrictions. Everyone's back in. There's nothing changed.
It can feel a little bit like that, but yeah. I think there's some real legacy stuff. I think that Zoom stays, but particularly around broadcasting funerals. And I think we've all learned that you can participate meaningfully in a funeral without travelling to be in the same space. And I think that's really opened up things for people to not have to travel, which has green benefits if we're talking about greener business. Yeah. But at the same time, across the world, those sorts of things, and in the things that we brought in through there as well. It's lovely to be able to show videos of grandchildren playing musical instruments and messages recorded from around the world, and all the infrastructure around many of the venues we use for funerals has been improved so much through the necessity. It's made for what can be a much more innovative experience over something that had probably been very similar in format for a long time.
Yeah, Chris, what explain more about what you do.
Well, I'm a business consultant, business mentor. I've always worked for myself. My brother and I had a business in East Grinstead for 30 or so years, print and graphics business, which went well. Things changed, technology changed. So I've got 40 years of frontline business experience from a very competitive industry, from a very demanding industry, from a capital-intensive industry. So know a lot. I've got the metaphorical scars on my back. And, good days and bad days, good months and bad months. But nowadays I put myself out there as a business consultant, business mentor, offering help to people who are starting businesses, people who are scaling up a business, people at a crossroads, providing with accountability, providing them with a shoulder to cry on, providing them with a sounding board. I talked to a client this morning who I've been working with for about 18 months or so. He's over in Tunbridge. We talk once a month. And with the support I've given him, he does the work, he has to get on with it, I don't do it for him, but the support I've given him, being available to him, he says, I've made great strides in the past 8 months, which for me is great to hear, because that's what he wants, that's why he came to me. And likewise, others who I work with in the upfield area and further afield. And one thing I've noticed with COVID was that pre-COVID, I'd get an inquiry from Newcastle-upon-Tyne or Birmingham, and people, and they then worked out I was in Sussex. And some, not all, would say to me, you're too far away. You know, the geography doesn't work nowadays. If I get the inquiries from places like that, I've got a much, much better chance of doing it, because we're all used to working on Zoom.
Yeah.
And we can work on Zoom and we can achieve things on Zoom.
Have you found that over COVID, some businesses were performing, you were able to help them, yeah, and they were able to sort of go forward quite quickly? Or have you seen a lot of businesses really, really struggle?
I've seen businesses struggle. I've also seen those who did pivot, who did change. No, it was difficult for them to do it, because the whole thing was just a massive shock when it all started in March 2 years ago. But the survival rate's been very good. But if you're in business, you have to survive. If you're in business, it comes back to the enterprise and the endeavour and the energy to get it right and to make it work, and keep your liabilities as light as possible and keep your customers and clients content and working with them. It's been very tough for business, not getting away from it. Very tough.
And Gordon, Relativity, explain more about what you do.
So we're a software house, probably smaller in terms of scale of some software houses out there, but we're helping clients move into the cloud, and then we support them whilst they're there. As these guys have both been saying, over the last 2 or 3 years, people have embraced technology a lot more, because that's how their business has had to move to be able to run. It's been interesting, the pre-COVID, if I tried to do a Zoom conference with somebody, it was sort of a no, I'm not going to do it.
We'll do a telephone. Before COVID, I'd never heard of Zoom.
Exactly, yeah. Now it's just like it's just Hoover. Exactly. So they've embraced video, and now having a video call with people wherever they are is just so easy, and it's what people want to do. They don't want to travel. They don't want you coming to them, really, sometimes. So, yeah. And we just help clients take that technology and bring it into their business, make sure they're using it properly. A lot of people have systems that they go, we've got it, but we don't really use it. And so we actually help them use it properly and build systems specifically for them if they need it.
So is it software you have created, or is it already produced software which you can now involve for the client's needs?
Yeah, it's a bit of both. So we work with a partner company called Zoho, who have a number of packages out there that cover everything from social media through to customer relationship management and accounting and social media and all those sorts of things, and we can customize those specifically to the client's needs. But then if the client is really specific about wanting something that they can't find out there, then we can build it from the ground up using the Zoho infrastructure. It means it's secure, it's safe, it can be used wherever you are, and we can actually make systems specific for their needs.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, thank you so much, guys, for coming in this morning. Give us an update on your categories for the Business Awards, and also, as well, hear about your business as well and how the last couple of years has been. But for the time being, more details about the Uckfield Business Awards, go to uckfieldbusinessawards.com. But Gordon Mankelow from Relativity, Chris Dowling from Dowling Consultants, and Jeremy Field from CPJ Field & Co. Funeral Directors, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you
very much.